Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 11th. We head into a shortened trading week this Monday after stocks ended mixed on Friday. Even after gaining some ground after losses early in the week, it was a losing week for the S&P 500, Dow, and NASDAQ. This week will bring the start of earnings season and some key economic data. So, Bill, let's get into it with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing this morning? Listen, the S&Ps are trading low. We're down 0.76, about three quarters of a point this morning. It's going to be kind of an ugly day, it looks like. The weakness is really due to, you know, tomorrow's inflation reading, the release of the CPI report. China's COVID issues, that lockdown in Shanghai is continuing. That's not good for, some of the technology stocks or China-related stocks. Bond yields continue to, tick higher. But oil prices, they're off about 4%, so that's a positive. I look over in Europe and I see that Germany's down about 0.6%. London's also down about 0.6%. Hong Kong, on the other hand, their markets closed down 3% last night. Tokyo is only down about 0.6% as well. But the CAC 40 is actually positive because Macron won his he won his primary race. So that's a positive for Europe. But their European stocks are still a little bit cautious due to what you would call political uncertainty, I guess. But that's what I see going in the market. It's red this morning, but there's still some, green coming out on the screen. So, yeah, those are the things to watch for this morning, Emily.
Bill, earnings season really kicks off this week. Wednesday, we start with some big banks like JP Morgan. So give us a rundown of what to expect there.
Yeah, well, there's no earnings that really came out this morning that are significant. And I don't see any, none on Friday afternoon either. But, on Tuesday, we do have CarMax coming out. That's ticker KMX, Kilo Michael X-Ray. Their EPS estimate is $1.27, and the expected move here is 10.76%. And let's not forget Albertsons, the food store. That's ticker ACI, Apple Charlie India. Their EPS estimate is 63 cents, and the expected move here is 7.43%. Wednesday morning, we know JP Morgan is going to be releasing earnings. Their EPS estimate is $2.71, and the expected move here is 4.52%. And Delta Airlines is also releasing on Wednesday. Their EPS estimate is $2.71, and the expected move here is 6.04%. But that's what I have for you in terms of a recap of some earnings news coming out, Emily.
And it's another week where economic events will be front and center. But to start off the week, we have some Fed speak as really the thing to watch. So, again, give us what to look for there.
Yeah, we're not seeing any economic reports that are significant coming out today. But we do have some decent Fed speak. For example, this morning at 9:30 a.m., we have Atlanta's Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic speaking at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We have New York Fed Bank President John Williams. And then at 12:40 p.m., we have Chicago Fed Bank President Charles Evans. The CPI is really the key economic report that's coming out on Tuesday that people are waiting for. The Fed speak will be interesting just to kind of confirm what the Fed has been saying. I believe that they're going to continue to say that, listen, we're in for higher interest rates in May when they have their next Fed meeting, as well as a runoff on the balance sheets. But I think they're really going to be talking in unison today when they start speaking later this morning and early this afternoon, Emily.
And most investors have their eyes on things like the start of earnings season, that CPI report that you mentioned. But the other thing that you watch closely, Bill, are the headlines coming out of different sectors, buyback news, guidance, what's going on with shareholders meetings, mergers. And you're able to use this information day in and day out to make some smart, informed trades. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what is going on in terms of your newswire alerts this morning.
Well, you know, I do watch that FANG sector closely. Is that really is an indicator of how the S&Ps are going to be trading? And if the FANG stocks are all lower this morning, Amazon down 1.3%, you know, Apple's down 1.3%, Facebook's down 1.4%, Google's down about 1%, Netflix is down 1.62%. So yeah, you're going to see a weaker opening in terms of the news headlines that are affecting the stocks. Amazon. They're out there seeking an election rerun for those workers in Staten Island's facility. They voted to unionize. Amazon feels that that vote was there was some questionable practices going on by the union representatives, so they're looking to rerun that vote. We're looking over at Apple, and I see that the EU is preparing extra antitrust measures against Apple in that Spotify probe that they've been doing. And another story on Apple is they're reportedly starting to manufacture the iPhone 13 in India. This is significant. This is, you know, giving them some diversification in terms of production facilities for their key phone, as those lockdowns in China are an issue for them. We're looking over at Netflix. I see that KeyBank cut its estimates on the stock. They're thinking that the FX, the foreign currencies, and you know, increasing competition is really going to weigh on the stock this quarter. Over at Tesla, I see that Elon Musk came out and he said that, hey, that he's not going to be joining Twitter's board after all. That's a negative on Twitter, and that's kind of, you know, it's. I also see Tesla trading off about 4% on this news. So something to, you know, consider this morning. In terms of Dow Jones 30, Goldman Sachs, I see that they acquired an investment partners, which is a European hedge fund. They bought it for 1.7 billion euros, and they're expanding their asset management footprint in Europe. American Express, see that they got downgraded by JP Morgan this morning. And Jefferies lowered their price target on JPM this morning ahead of Wednesday's earnings announcement. So we'll have to see if there's any more upgrades or downgrades on the stock before the earnings come out. But this is, it's very interesting to see downgrades ahead of an earnings report. In terms of mergers news, Dow Incorporated, ticker DOW, David Oscar William, they announced this morning that it signed a definite agreement to take a minority stake in a consortium construction LNG import terminal in Germany. Ticker SAIL, SAIL, Sam, Apple, India, Larry. This is SailPoint. Their stock is surging after a $6.9 billion buyout offer from Thoma Bravo. That's about 65, it's a little over $65 a share, 65.25 to be exact. And International Gaming Technologies, that's ticker IGT, India, Gracetom. They agreed to acquire iSoftBet for 160 million euros. I saw that hit the tape this morning. In terms of shareholder meetings, Ottertail, that's ticker OTTR, Oscar, Tom, Richard, they're having their annual shareholders meeting today at 11:30. And Goodyear Tire and Rubber, that's ticker GT, Great Stom. They're having their shareholders meeting. That doesn't start till after the market closes at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time today. In terms of buyback news, China Automotive Systems, that's ticker CAAS, Charlie, Apple, Sam. They announced a 5 million share buyback. And that's all I'm seeing as far as the hot headlines hitting some of my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Bill, it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. So what is your pick of the day to start out this week?
I'm looking at Delta Airlines, ticker DAL, David, Apple, Larry. Earnings are coming out this week, and you know they actually do out Wednesday. And you know, one of the things I noticed was Goldman just gave it a slight price target upgrade, and that is a positive. I mean, the stock is priced for a 6% move when they release their earnings. I look at oil. Oil's down 4%. That's a positive for the airline stocks. You see that some of the other carriers are actually consolidating their routes. They're going to be canceling a number of routes, which is also a positive for Delta. Delta came out earlier and said that their bookings for the spring were very strong. I see that Delta is weak this morning. It was weak again on Friday. So this is 2 days of weakness in a row, which is not always positive. But if I can pick up the stock at under 36.20, I think it's kind of a bargain. I think there's some room for it to run this afternoon. So I got to wait 15 minutes after the opening just to see how it's trading. But I think that there's going to be a nice opportunity for Delta Airlines. 36.20 seems like a nice entry area. And that's my pick of the day for today, Emily. Delta Airlines, ticker DAL.
And like you said, Delta Airlines is due to report its first quarter earnings on Wednesday. That'll be the first major U.S. carrier to do so this week. And coming up, stick with us because we will recap Friday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Ticker XELA, X-Ray Edward, Larry, Apple, they just canceled their vote on a reverse split. Trinity Biotech, that's ticker TRIB, Tom Richard, India Boy, they just entered into a $45 million strategic investment partnership with Myco. Verizon, ticker VZ. Verizon connects partners with Sawatch Labs for EV fleet management. NIO, ticker NIO. They halted production due to COVID-19 restrictions in China. AT&T, ticker T as in Tom. I see that Deutsche Bank just lowered their price target to 24 from 30. Bank of New York, BK, just got a downgrade to neutral from buy at Citi. AT&T stock looks to rise after completion of Warner Media spinoff. That's all I'm seeing this morning is breaking headlines hitting the tape in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Before we let our listeners go and get to trading on this Monday, let's check in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Albertsons, ticker ACI. As you mentioned, Bill, in your earnings rundown, the company is scheduled to release earnings tomorrow before market open. Bill, you were looking for a bump in the stock as we run into earnings, and we're watching for an entry price around $34.75. It came pretty close to that number on Friday, and I did notice the trading volume was well above double the average on Friday. So, Bill, how did the call end up working out?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the stock opened up at $35.48. I was hoping to get in lower, but it actually climbed up to $36. That's a 1.47% move, which, it beats the 1% that we were looking for. The stock wound up closing out on the day at 35.28. But if you look at it today, the stock's at, 35.95. Almost, it was trading, hit a high of 36 this morning, in fact. So, yeah, Albertsons is a really interesting play. I do think they're going to come out with good earnings when they release tomorrow morning at ticker ACI. They're doing a lot of the right things, Albertsons, and, the stock's showing some gains because of it. And today we're having a down market, and that stock's up, significantly this morning. So Albertsons was a decent call on Friday.
And, Bill, we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Delta Airlines pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.